Hello and welcome to The Update. I'm Tina Quinn. Australians across the country and the world have been gathering for Anzac Day dawn services, commemorating all those who've served and died in military operations. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese addressing a dawn service in Papua New Guinea.
Anzac Day has never asked us to exult in the glories of war. Anzac Day asks us to stand against the erosion of time and to hold on to their names, to hold on to their deeds.
New South Wales Muslim community groups have held urgent meetings overnight after seven young people were arrested and others questioned during counter-terrorism raids across southwest Sydney. Police allege an extremist network was uncovered following investigations into the stabbing of a bishop and priest in Wakeley last week. They claim the attack was religiously motivated violent extremism, a phrase which the Australian Muslim Advocacy Network is objecting to. The number of women being killed at the hands of a partner or former partner is on the rise, with a 49-year-old woman the latest victim. Police found Emma Bates's body at a home on the Victoria-New South Wales border. They've charged her 39-year-old partner with various assault charges. Domestic Violence Commissioner Michaela Cronin says it's frustrating to see, given the amount of effort being funnelled into stamping out the issue.
We've got a national plan that we are in the early stages of that has seen very significant investment, and we're not seeing the changes that we want to. We have seen an increase in the number of women who are being murdered this year, and we need to see more action that will prevent those murders.
Indigenous health experts say the Victorian government's decision to dump plans for a second safe injecting room in Melbourne will disproportionately impact Aboriginal people. Coronial data shows that Indigenous people are at greater risk of accidental overdoses. The European Commission is demanding an inquiry into reports of mass graves in Gaza, following the release of images which show bodies with their hands tied. The UN's human rights chief has also called for an independent investigation. Israel has rejected claims that it summarily killed Palestinians at the Nasser hospital, where the bodies are reportedly buried. The conflict between Israel and Gaza has claimed an estimated 34,000 lives. In sport, and first to the NRL, Sharks halfback Nico Hines has paid tribute to Dale Finucane, who's been medically retired because of repeated head knocks. Hines says Finucane was the consummate professional.
He's taught me a hell of a lot in my career, and he was in my debut at the Melbourne Storm, and I started my NRL career with Dale Finucane, and he's now become one of my best mates and an older brother to me. I look up to him, and yeah, it's going to be so sad not having him around the club every day.
In the AFL, Melbourne overcame a slow start to beat Richmond by 43 points in their Anzac Eve clash at the MCG. Coach Simon Goodwin described the scrappy first half as extraordinary.
Anyone watching the game, some of the turnovers was extraordinary. To be honest, it made a few people laugh in the box and certainly down the bench. Like, that's just pretty unlike us in terms of where we're turning the ball over and how easy we're turning it over.
In entertainment news, and the surviving cast of Friends are preparing for a bittersweet reunion without Matthew Perry, who drowned in a hot tub last year. Jennifer Aniston, Courtney Cox, Lisa Kudrow, David Schwimmer and Matt LeBlanc are said to be planning a get-together to mark the 20th anniversary of the show's finale on May 6. And that's the latest from the Nova Podcasts team. We'll see you this afternoon for another episode of The Update.